Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko.
And Neve.
With your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a woman in her 40s was taken to Ipswich Hospital in a stable condition after being injured in a tractor incident at the CMC Rocks Music Festival at Willowbank Raceway on Saturday afternoon. The incident occurred just before 2pm, prompting a swift response from the Queensland Ambulance Service. CMC Rocks is Australia's largest international country music festival, taking place over 4 days, with performances from local and international artists, on-site camping, and a country-themed atmosphere. The festival continued to operate as normal after the accident, with crowds staying on for the scheduled performances. Australia's national science agency, CSIRO, has opened applications for the Innovate to Grow Circular Economy and Sustainability Program. The free 8-week research and development training program is aimed at guiding businesses through developing, implementing research and development strategies, and providing support from experienced researchers and industry mentors. Queensland Chief Scientist Professor Carrie Wilson said, "Queensland businesses across the state are generating ideas grounded in science and emerging research to address important and complex sustainability issues, and that the program aims to turn their ideas into practical and impactful outcomes. Small to medium enterprises developing solutions in a range of areas including plastic waste reduction, sustainable energy, and robotics are invited to apply." And in national news, a Commonwealth Ombudsman has found that the New South Wales Police Force is overusing intrusive technology to monitor the personal phones and computers of people suspected of less serious crimes. According to the watchdog, the New South Wales Police were unable to demonstrate they were meeting the requirements of the Telecommunications Interception and Access Act 1979. To access the data, the TIA allows surveillance of up to 45 days if it relates to investigating a crime that carries a penalty of at least 3 years imprisonment. For civilians, the maximum penalty for unauthorized access to data and devices is 2 years imprisonment. The watchdog has also found that the Victorian and Queensland Police were not keeping sufficient records to justify the use of their electronic surveillance powers.
The Labour Party has been re-elected in South Australia. Voting statistics suggest strong support for Labour in Adelaide's metro area compared to the state's regional areas, where One Nation is polling ahead of the Liberals. One Nation has won its first ever lower house seat outside of Queensland. The One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, spoke to supporters on Saturday night, addressing Premier Peter Malinauskas. "Guess what, mate? I'm leaving you some landmines. They're called One Nation Members of Parliament. I'd suggest you don't step on them because they will explode." In international news, negotiators from the US and Ukraine opened their latest round of peace talks in Florida on Saturday, noting the absence of Russian representatives. President Zelensky has called for tougher actions against Russia's shadow fleet used to transport goods and oil across the world while avoiding the sanctions placed on Moscow after its full-scale invasion on Ukraine. This comes after some sanctions were temporarily lifted by Trump to help cope with supply shortages from Iran. Zelensky stated in an evening address that it is clear that the U.S. side's attention at the moment is focused primarily on the situation surrounding Iran and the wider region. But Russia's war against Ukraine must be also brought to an end. A peace plan has been suggested by the U.S., but would require territorial concessions and a presidential election in Ukraine. However, Ukraine law bars wartime elections. But President Zelensky, whose term has already expired, has stated that Ukraine would be ready to hold democratic elections if the U.S. secured a 2-month ceasefire to allow time to prepare infrastructure and put security guarantees in place. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook at head2zzz.org.au.